Logan and Rebel use an embarrassing amount of F-bombs. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, get ready. Get ready, guys. Get ready.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat those cheeks.
They're all scared of my music. They're terrified of my friends. They all run and take cover like a big storm's coming in. Better lock up your liquor and keep your women mean. Better find you a basement. It's the worst storm you ever seen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Looking Glass Podcast. I'm your host, Logan Pyatt.
I'm Rebel.
How are you today, bud?
I don't know how you could mimic such a sweet, sultry sound.
Yes, that's true. That's all the shit you talk before we even push the button, and then you try to act like my buddy.
You ever get jealous when you hear me talk?
It's
how good it sounds.
Yeah, makes me sick to my stomach how jealous I get.
I don't think that's me. For those of you that are out there in Radio Land.
Hello from Radio Land.
Logan has really been under it. The boy has been under it. I've never seen him like this.
I rallied. I did my best for you. Yesterday, there was no way. That would have been the worst show of all time.
Yeah, we're up against it this Tuesday, folks. We got to get it shipped off to Seabiscuit so he can work his magic.
Yeah, a little context.
Quote unquote.
That reminds me. It's a Saturday, and I can cover this on the other side, but Saturday had some guys out to the shed. We watched the fight, you know?
Yeah.
I invited you. You didn't make it.
Well, I'm glad I didn't. Apparently, that's where you got sick.
No, I got sick from my daughter.
Was she at the fights?
She was not at the fights. I asked her to go. I'm like, come on, it'll be fun. We're going to drink some beers. She's like, no.
Just so people know what we're talking about, Logan's had the coming out both ends deal.
Yeah, it's been a real bad deal.
For a day plus.
But WC was out there and was just constantly making fun of Chandler, and he was laughing pretty good.
He probably secretly wanted to shiv you, but...
I don't know about that. I think he knows it's all in good fun.
Well, of course it is.
It was just about Chandler knitting and stuff.
We'll make up at the wedding.
Oh, that reminds me. He did tell me. Zeke's printing all the cards and stuff.
Yeah.
The invitations. And he was going to take a picture and send it to you. Like, oh, sorry, wrong person. I really wish he would have. He's like worried about offending you. I'm like, well, don't worry about that. It'll be fine.
No, it's already been done. It can't be any worse now.
It can't be undone.
Right. I mean, can't. Might as well just pile on it.
It's just pretty wild to think. I mean,
I would have never dreamt it.
I really wouldn't either.
Well, there's just limited space. You know, it's just the times we're living in now.
Yep.
We're on opposite sides of certain things.
Spectrum.
Yeah, we're on opposite sides of the spectrum.
I'm on the spectrum.
So, I don't know. I mean, your color's off, certainly.
Is it?
Yeah, which is natural. You said you got up every hour pooping and you puked all day yesterday. Is that what you said?
Yep. Yeah, yesterday.
What's the chance I'm going to get something from this?
I don't think so. I think I'm pretty well good to go now. Like I said, Stella just had it for 24 hours, and then it was gone. She was sick Sunday, and I didn't realize. Of course, you feel horrible for them.
Right.
But how gross it is when kids have the pukes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, they obviously don't know what's going on. They don't try to aim anywhere or try to get anywhere.
No.
She just sits there and just goes, blah, all over herself. She puked all over her mom.
Yeah.
Her mom is yelling at me.
Why'd you let her do this?
I was like, can you get me a towel? Can you hurry, goddammit? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying. You know, big old house I had to run through there.
Well, if nothing else, hopefully this highlights the importance of washing your hands.
I used Germex no less than 14 times last night.
Ooh, that's a good little segment for me to get in there or segue. Germex does nothing against the norovirus. It doesn't break down the outer proteins of the virus. Only washing hands.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Germex is ineffective against the norovirus.
I'll be damned. So that 0.1% is the norovirus.
I think it says of bacteria on the bottle, norovirus. But It is effective against some viruses, but the norovirus is adapted to overcome such things as high alcohol, hand sanitizer.
That's certainly what we had, was the norovirus.
Yeah, I think it's going around pretty good.
I was talking too much
shit. You should have got on a cruise ship.
I was going to say, we were talking too much shit, making fun of people on cruise ships, and I get it here in the middle of nowhere. We couldn't be further from an ocean.
The problem with it is, it goes airborne so well. So when you puke or you take a dump,
yeah,
and the particles just go airborne and can travel, fill your whole house constantly. So I just would be so surprised if the house doesn't end up with it. Unless she's had it like recently, you know, and still has a bit of immunity.
If she has, then she didn't tell any of us about it. She's just really good at hiding it.
Hmm.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I'll take the poops. I'll take the poops for a week.
You love pooping.
Well, I mean, I enjoy it, but not like that. But puking is miserable. It's probably.
Did you get the gut ache? Like,
oh yeah, cramped. Felt like my gut was twisted up.
Well, I mean, like that you puke so much that your muscles. Actually,
oh yeah, I felt like I did an ab workout.
Or since you do so many ab workouts, does norovirus even affect your muscles?
No, because I mean, I don't do ab workouts that hard because I'm a hard puker. I'll wake up the whole house.
You put everything into it.
I really do. Just like everything else I do.
You just cannot not give 110%.
I give it 110% when I throw up. No, I've always been like that. I can't help it, but I'm the guy.
Yeah.
I envy the people that can do it silently. But
I haven't thrown up in so long. My gosh. I don't miss it.
I'm jealous of you.
I'm hoping this isn't what brings it back, because we are in very...
tight quarters.
Yeah, and we should not be, but...
I know, buddy. I'm sorry.
But we're doing I should have put you behind some kind of... We should have did it remote. I should put you in the bathroom.
Okay. I gotta push it for you on this side. Are you ready? In front of you is a big red button.
Yeah.
You get your monthly salary for doing a podcast, but you get the norovirus for 24 hours. Are you going to push that button?
I don't want the norovirus.
But do you want the money?
Is it every month you get it?
No, just this one month.
Oh.
So we're going to have to mute that. Are you pushing it or not, bud? A lot of dead air here.
Well, I was staring at your phone because it was going off, and then it was coming through the headphones. And yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, see? So here we are.
But it doesn't mean I should expose myself to it.
I know. I understand. We're really doing it for the people.
It's for the people. I hope they understand.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get sick.
We knew it was going to happen. You always claim like you're above the sickness. You're like Steven Seagal above the law.
Now I'm down with it.
Now you're marked for death if we're sticking with Steven Seagal.
Hey, don't blame me. Blame my kid.
The schools are just ridden with it right now. We can't state it enough. Children are just walking germs.
Well, not to mention
they're just nasty.
My kid's going to be around your kid this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, hopefully.
We're hitting the parents from all angles here. But
I mean, hopefully you guys aren't sending the kid if she's still sick.
Hallie said she was going to go by the school and just...
Hallie said she's going regardless.
Hallie said she was going to go by the school and just give Trudy a big hug. Stella's taking out Ray. I'm here with you.
You guys have a mission. Yeah. If I walked in your house right now, you guys got a wall with all the yarn dots and the tacks stuck up and all the center line, you know, the lines drawn how to get us sick, and you guys are... Surround us from all angles.
Yeah, and you know what? While you're here right now, I got a couple guys heading out to your house to cut the wires on your well so you have no running water.
Well, if they want to get me sick, they could just shit in it.
Well, they could do that. But I'm talking about for you, because you are going to get sick. You're going to get this norovirus. You're going to have no way to flush your toilets.
Man, that'd be bad.
Oh, well, as long as you have a drain in your basement, you'll be fine.
Our waters went down before when, well, not when I was sick, but when... You know, you got to take a dump. I've had to go out in the barn and take a dump.
Yeah, that's what you've said.
Terrible. I just soon go inside. I had to poop in tires yesterday. Down to farm. You know?
Outside?
Yeah. Stack old tires there. Actually, not a bad little toilet, but...
That's down at your shop?
Down that way.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's way safer. Because out there at your shop...
Oh, yeah. Anybody could pull up
That's a high-traffic area.
No kidding.
That would be... maybe the best Snapchat I've ever gotten in my life is when somebody pulls up. You bare ass.
I mean, it's possible I could get caught down there taking a dump too, with, where I have the tires set up, but it's just so far from anywhere. When it hits you, you just got to go. And see, mines will have a little something set up.
Yep.
So you're not just propped against a tree. Mines will have a few creature comforts.
You could just get
like some tires.
Why don't you buy an old outhouse, put it down there?
Should, but then all you're going to, I mean, it's even spookier. Like, I suppose inside the tires, they could get some vermin, you know, a snake or something, or some spiders. But it seems like an outhouse really attracts them.
You mean snakes and spiders?
Yeah, spiders. I mean, snakes don't bother me, but I certainly don't want one underneath me when I'm pooping.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're far enough down.
But spiders, it seems like they love outhouses.
Well, Shibe's outhouse out there at the cabin, there was a, I think it was a dead snake down in there because it was wintertime. That or it was just dormant or whatever they call it. I had to poop over the top of it. I had no choice.
Did it move?
I don't know. I was too afraid to look.
Hmm. Yeah, so I don't think I'm out on the outhouse.
Well, I think Shibe's got like a dozen outhouses for sale.
They're back in production.
No, his grandpa went on a tangent one summer and just like wouldn't quit making outhouses.
He called you out on that. He's like, he made like three.
Okay.
And you were talking like it was a nonstop factory day and night. You wouldn't even go to bed because he had to turn out. He had to keep churning out outhouses.
Okay, maybe he's got like three for sale then.
Well, I think they were all accounted for. Like there was one at the cabin, one at, I don't know, at a shop or something. And then it sounded like they were all, they'd already been dispersed. Like there was no outhouses for sale.
Mm. Well, shit.
Best I recall.
I bet it's probably pretty tough to find outhouses for sale around here anymore.
I just don't think there's a market for it.
You probably have to go to like, what, Tennessee?
India.
India? No, they don't use outhouses. They use buckets and garden hoses.
But wouldn't an outhouse be a tremendous upgrade?
I don't know. There's no bidets in outhouses. You tell me. Seems like kind of a wash. That's a coin flip. You get more privacy, but you don't get the garden hose to,
okay,
to wash your whistle, if you will.
You're in India, a place.
I don't want to go to India.
I know. One of the areas, I mean, a good portion of India, we've covered it, does not have the infrastructure for plumbing. So it is true that they shit in the streets, some areas.
Mm-hmm.
Literally line up on the curb, take dumps on the street.
Yep.
So you're there. You got to poop.
How did I get there? What am I doing? I
probably took a plane.
I mean, I'm on like a mission trip?
Tough to hitchhike that far.
Am I on a mission trip?
Yeah, man. You're spreading that you should wash hands.
Okay.
Because of your norovirus experience.
Okay.
And you're going to take this Germax. It's kind of like the guy that tries to sell you the fancy soaps and he's always eating it.
Uh-huh.
So you know who I'm talking about.
Yesterday really changed my life.
The drive-by salesman with the purple stuff or the green stuff, the magic elixir wash.
He's always a black guy and he's hilarious.
Yeah, and they're always eating the,
I mean, I'm
they're
not,
always eating the cleaner.
I mean, let's just call it what it is. It's what it's always some black dude. He's always really funny. He's always, see, you can drink this stuff. And then he does, and you're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're over there trying to spread the word, and you can either shit in the street.
Okay.
Or there's an outhouse, one of Shibe's grandpa's outhouses right next to it. Because you're saying there's no point and it's a wash and buckets and water. And which one are you going in? You lining up right there next to the next guy, just hoping his stuff doesn't run into you or roll into you? Or are you going in the outhouse where you
run into you? There's no rolling with their turds over there. I can
well,
almost
it's
because
they're street vendors, man.
I know. Unless they probably don't even get sick.
That would be a hell of a mission trip, just teaching these people how to wash their hands all the time. Because they always got like dried egg on them making that food, and they got their feet in it, and they're kneading the dough with their feet because they don't wear shoes, and they just stepped in shit.
I'm telling you, I'm sticking to my guns. I think it's a wash. I think I would prefer the
privacy. You are ridiculous.
I would like the privacy, but it's going to smell terrible in there. But I'd like the hose.
I don't know what part of India you've been to, but the videos I've watched, they don't have a hose nearby. They really don't even have teepee in some instances. They're just dropping trowel, pooping, and pulling up their pants.
Okay, well, you're moving the goalposts. I was talking about...
Where's all this running water?
A bucket and a hose, and then an outhouse. I thought that was our two choices.
Where's this running water? They have running water. Wouldn't they have a better pooping system?
Covering a lot of poop on this side, though, right?
Well, I'm just saying. We're saying poop most of the time.
You're not saying, you're just saying, is what you're saying.
We dropped a couple shit bombs, but I don't even think shit's a bad word.
Yeah, it is.
We've talked about it. Shit,
we've talked about that.
Not a bad word.
You only think there's one bad word?
Oh, no. There are more than one.
Oh, the F and the C.
Yeah. And P.
I don't know if that's a bad word.
You wouldn't say it to your grandma.
Piet? Is that the,
but you'd say shit to your grandma.
Is that the P word you're talking about?
That is a bad word.
I would not have said, I never said a cuss word in front of my grandma.
Well, you wouldn't be, because shit's not a bad word.
Well, even damn, hell, maybe hell. She was a very religious woman.
You're telling me you'd crap in the street?
She always told me to go to hell. Sweet lady.
She loved you so much.
She really did.
You're saying you're just saying this to say it. There's no way you wouldn't go in the outhouse.
I'm saying if I had a hose. If there's no hose, then of course I'm going to use the outhouse.
There's no hose, man. There was never a hose.
There was a hose in my story initially.
Where did you see them using this hose? This communal poop hose. Where?
I've seen it on the interwebs.
Well, you're looking at different videos than me.
More than likely, yeah.
I don't know, man. The point is, outhouses are certainly relevant, but not down there. I'm going to continue to poop in tires.
I watch, like, funny videos and stuff. You watch, like, guys running skid steers.
I do watch a lot of that.
Do you actually?
A lot of dirt moving videos, yeah. Excavators, digging out beaver dams, bulldozing. I know, I love it. I love to watch dirt moved. I know.
Are you being serious, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I called it. That sucks.
Not really. You know, I'm just an old dirt mover.
Yeah. I know plenty of people who watch, like, who are farmers that just watch farming videos. I'm like, don't you want to escape this a little bit?
That's why my algorithm on my social medias is, like, pretty cool, because it's stuff like that. I mean, it's hunting, fishing, dirt moving, and then yours is mostly lady boys. And there's a reason why yours is like that.
I don't think there's any lady boys.
There's only so much research you could do before you realize you're almost there, man.
I'm a gay man.
I don't know.
I don't think there's any lady boys on my algorithm, but my algorithm's definitely messed up.
Yeah, you've told me.
A lot of golf videos.
That's not what you told me.
Well, I'm saying there is a lot of golf videos.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are you still looking for swing tips?
I don't usually watch, like, the coaches and stuff. That makes me too nervous, because I think that that'll just screw up your swing.
Right. I thought you were going to work with the boy.
He's gone golfing once.
My boy.
As far as I know.
They golf literally every weekend.
Oh, well, he just came by and used my golf cart once.
So, no, they probably didn't want to ask you to use it.
Said, oh, they don't rent them anymore?
That's probably why you hadn't come back.
I didn't say that. I was just home, and he goes, I already talked to Hallie. She said it was fine, but wanted me to ask you, can I use your golf cart, please? I'm like, yeah, if you quit being so weird.
I already cleared it with the old lady.
I was like, yeah, go ahead.
We'll work with him this summer, because he's been golfing a lot, and he wants to get better. I don't have time. That's all you got. And you might be better at golf than me.
It's possible, but who would know?
I don't think I'd be a very good golf coach.
I would be more than happy to go work with him. I told you that. He's got my number. All he has to do is ask.
Yeah.
Anytime. I'd love to.
Sometimes the mentors have to initiate. Because otherwise you just feel like you're being a burden.
He's not going to be a burden.
I know, but he would jump on it.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. I'm going to drink.
He's never seen that before.
I'm just saying, I don't golf and not drink. So he's going to have to get used to that. We're going to get on the course. I'm going to be like,
8 a.m.
Okay.
Why don't you hit a quick bucket here? Don't come back to me until you see six empties on the ground.
Be like, all right, Ryder, first things first. You want to be a scratch golfer? Be like, well, yeah. I'd be like, drink this. Now drink this one and drink that one. Now let's let's go to the range, shall
let's
we?
Let's not show them how fun golf can actually be.
Now, I like to drink seltzers on ice, but a cocktail will get you there a lot quicker. You want a screwdriver?
Always five glugs, no matter the size of cup.
Pour it till you can see it.
That's right.
That's the rule.
All right, we got to get over to the other side. So first, let's give them a little music.
I'm ready.
This week on Red Dirt Recommendations.
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
This, I guess, technically will be the St. Patty's episode.
Your birthday's coming up.
It is. But since this will be, there won't be another episode besides this one come out before St. Patty's Day, I thought, why not put a little Irish song on there? This one by the Wolf Tones. Come out, ye black and tans.
And every single night, when me dad would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbors out with his chorus. Come out, ye black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshan.
I love that song.
Is that what you're listening to when I walked in?
Oh, yeah.
I love those old Irish songs.
It's an Irish drinking song. It's an Irish pub song, if there ever was one. I mean, it's a very popular song over there, obviously.
To St. Pat.
You have a song?
Oh, yeah. This week, for my Red Dirt recommendation, when is St. Patrick's Day? The 17th?
Yeah.
This week, for my Red Dirt recommendation, I am going with Drinking Alone by Ty Myers.
That old neon sign on the wall. Blue eyes in the corner looking like she wants my number in her phone. So much for drinking alone.
I don't think you've ever heard that one.
No, but it has drinking in it, so that could be St. Patty's.
Yeah. And I may get called out for it being kind of gay, but I don't think so. I liked it whenever I heard it. It's slower.
Well, you're almost there.
It's about a guy that's sitting on a stool, and he's trying to drink alone, but some girl down the bar keeps making eyes at him, and he says, well, so much for drinking alone.
Hmm.
I think he plugs her.
Going to have to give it to her. To wrap up Red Dirt recommendations coming off the Patreon wire, Patrick Clark sent in a recommendation. Thank you, Patrick. He wanted to hear Brent Cobb, Black Crow.
Post far as I can tell, there gotta be some behind me, Lord, cause I feel I'm doing well. I ain't been staying up late, I'm making folks wait like I done before, for me to get on track, make up for what I lack. Black Crow, I ain't a joke.
Oh, you really touched my glass?
Bottom of it. Not the part where you drink.
Oh, gosh darn.
Go wash it.
All right, guys, we got to go to the other side, the good side. The side where we have all the fun. But there's good news.
Certainly a side I like better.
If you're a freeloader, your journey doesn't have to end here.
Or does it have to end?
It doesn't have to, actually. Because you can go to Patreon, this app, look up Looking Glass Podcast, that's us. And sign up to be a Patreon. You can pick a tier, any tier, give them some information, and then you get many more hours.
Almost unlimited.
Of just fun, banter, news, world topics, how to raise your kids, sports.
I don't know if it's a how-to on...
Really life highlights.
A how-to on raising your kids.
What not to do raising your kids.
Say, we'll tell you how we're doing it.
You could do the opposite and probably raise real good kids. But anyway, we hope you come along and join us. We're going to do a little St. Patty stuff. We're going to cuss daylight savings time. I don't know. Boy, I hate daylight savings time.
Well, I got bitched by this year, too. Bad. Worse than ever.
All right. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl. You're a fine girl. What a good wife. a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, hey, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but
girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A girl.